Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Carrie, do we have you?
Yeah, I was worried. I couldn't hear you there for a minute. You've got me now.
You're on.
Sorry, Carrie. Our phone system's all messed up right now. Go ahead.
We'll do it live. Anyway, Carrie, welcome to the show. If you could, just give us the latest. We know it's been a fluid situation, and It seems to be changing by the hour. Where are we today and throughout the rest of the week and perhaps the weekend when it comes to potential closures and curfews here in the city of Cleveland?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Let me just first say that I support the peaceful protests that have gone on, pushing for a better America. But we don't need to choose between our protests that have been a part of our culture since day one in America and destruction like we saw on Saturday. So, we've got to focus on that. So leading after the events on Saturday, the mayor signed a civil unrest order, which essentially is what led to the curfew and the lockdown. Starting this morning from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., folks are to operate business as normal, and then starting again at 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. the following day, the curfew goes back into effect, and that's in downtown in a part of the Market District in Ohio City.
A quick follow-up here, because we saw that the bridges were back closed, and also it looks like only foot traffic. They're limited to just foot traffic around Ohio City. Any reason given for some of these limitations?
So I just walked through the West 25th Street, and buses are going through right now, and vehicles are actually travel southbound on 25th. Not quite sure why they haven't lifted the other end of the barriers yet, but I was told yesterday by the Department of Public Safety that the city should be operating as normal between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m.
So as a council person, who do you talk to? Do you talk to citizens, you talk to business owners, and then you talk to what goes on within the government to make these decisions? How does this go?
Absolutely. So as a council person for downtown Ohio City, Tremont, a part of a Clark Fulton neighborhood, you might have this interest of the residents and businesses in our community. So Sunday after the demonstrations that then led to the violence, I walked the street talking to business owners throughout downtown Cleveland and residents, just to assess what was going on and to see how we could support them. So my job is to advocate on their behalf. As we move forward with this, I've spoken with the chief of police, with the mayor and other city officials on issues that we face, specifically around communication as this is all rolled out with our residents. There's been a lot of confusion from our residents and our businesses about what's going on. So I've been working hard over the past couple days to clarify, what these rules and restrictions look like. I will tell you that my phone has been blowing up. It's constantly charging. I've, hundreds of tweets and emails and phone calls and texts from folks looking for some clarity on this, on these new restrictions.
Carrie McCormick joining us on the show, Ward 3 councilperson here in the city of Cleveland. Has there been a consensus between the business owners, the citizens, as well as the government on what to do, or has it been pretty split here over the last, 48, 72 hours here?
What I'll say is the beautiful thing about Cleveland, and again, when I was walking around on Sunday, no doubt there was a lot of damage and destruction, but there were hundreds of downtown residents in the streets cleaning up as one community of all different grounds. There were business owners out there, and frankly, from the folks I spoke to, they love this city, and they are ready to rebuild. So I will tell you that amongst the destruction that happened on Saturday night, the folks in downtown in Ohio City are committed and are ready to rebuild, which is really great to see.
All right, Kerry, what is being done to make downtown businesses and those owners whole after the destruction and the looting? And do you think the city was not prepared for what happened, even though we had seen a lot of this break out around the country in areas like Louisville and other cities just the day before?
Sure. So right now we're working with different not-for-profit organizations as well as city resources to immediately bridge the gap that these businesses are going to need from a financial perspective. The Hebrew Free Loan Association is working on 0% interest bridge loans for these folks, essentially to get them quick money to hang on while their insurance claims are coming through and otherwise. The city already had financial incentives out due to COVID-19, but you know, we'll be targeting more incentives into these into the downtown neighborhood to make sure that these businesses can get back up on their feet. So that is a top priority, not only getting downtown cleaned up, but making sure these small businesses are taken care of and then they can get back on their feet. I'm not in the control room of the Department of Public Safety, so it's tough for me to Monday morning quarterback. But what I'll say is that clearly something broke down in the sense that if you look at Euclid Avenue and East 4th Street, what happened there, something broke down in our response on Saturday night. And we want peaceful protests. Protests are as American as anything can be, but we've got to make sure that they're done peacefully. And again, something broke down on Saturday night.
Now, I know, Kerry, yesterday, District 1, there was a peaceful protest, and they worked with police and at times, got there in with police as part of the tribute and part of the protest. But a criticism of the city's curfew mandate is that it could be an attempt or seen as an attempt to silence the protests. Is it taking away the constitutionally guaranteed right to assemble in your mind?
I think we've got to balance the First Amendment rights. We got to make sure that the media has full access to cover these issues. We got to make sure that people are, peacefully assembling. I fully support and have joined, quite frankly, demonstrations across the city of Cleveland when it comes to peaceful protesting. At the same time, obviously, we've got to ensure that the folks that live downtown, my 20,000 residents, and our businesses are safe and secure. So they've got a right to safety, and folks have a right to peacefully protest, and we've got to balance that.
In your discussion with the authorities, what needs to be proven by this weekend to be able to restore things back to normal, at least within operating hours?
Sure. So the civil unrest proclamation is done by the mayor, so that's going to be his call. That's an executive power. But from what he said, from what I've heard, is that, he's looking for assurances that, the same kind of destruction and violence won't happen again. So obviously we can't keep the city on lockdown. My downtown residents specifically need to be able to get their meds. They need to go for a jog. They need to walk their dogs. They got to get to work. So we've got to balance that. Right now, I supported the easing of the curfew to allow for the 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I think that's a smart move. And obviously, we can't stay in any type of curfew for a prolonged period of time. So from what he said, it's got to be the safety in the community. And that'll be his decision to make.
Have they allowed crews in to make repairs to businesses and places that have been affected over the weekend?
Yes. So during the curfew, the folks that have been allowed in have been contractors and business owners to repair their places, emergency workers and other essential personnel, like folks that are working in social service agencies, as well as residents. Now, there's been some logistical issues with getting residents in and out easily, but those were the folks that were allowed in. And I've been on the phone again from Saturday to today. I think I've probably gotten 8 hours of sleep total from Saturday, but on the phone with business owners and residents alike, helping them through this process.
Cleveland City Councilman Kerry McCormack joining us on the hotline. Any evidence whatsoever that there were outside agitators, that they coordinated efforts to help bring down some of these businesses, that they weren't the people protesting? I know it depends on which news service you rely on and what Facebook feed you tend to look at, but we see a lot of that. We see a lot of those allegations. What were you able to find, and who were the people that were arrested? Where were they from?
Yeah, so that information, I'm not privy to that information yet. I know that the chief of police has made, those comments, and so I'll wait for him to release that information. What I'll say is that I know a lot of the folks that were involved in the peaceful demonstration that are fighting for a right and a righteous and just cause, and I've spoken to many of them, and that was not them. The folks that came out to demonstrate were peaceful. They fully intended on being peaceful, so and stayed that way. So the folks that caused the damage, were not the folks that I know that were part of the demonstration, the folks that are fighting for a better country and a better Cleveland. So I'm sure when the dust settles, we'll find out who did this destruction. And there's a lot of video going around. So, whether there was misconduct on behalf of the police or on behalf of the folks that were destroying things, when the dust settles, we'll find out.
Just quickly, I wanted to ask a few of the questions now as, Corona's kind of been put into the back seat right now, but we're starting to hear travel sports start to get going again. What are you hearing about both schools being able to get back to normal in the fall? We heard Mike DeWine, the governor, talk about it yesterday, and also just sports overall in your ward, professional sports being able to be around here at some point.
Yeah, so I've got the privilege of representing the Browns, Cavs, and Indians. I'm their council rep in Cleveland, and I've been in close communication with their teams on what they're planning to do going forward. I wish I could break some news for you today, but I can't, and I don't have that information. But I know that they are paying close attention to what the leagues are doing, and they're really working to do what's best for the fans and for their teams. So, but I haven't heard anything specific on what they're doing, but, the Cavs, the Browns, and the Indians are part of the DNA of this town. And so, we'll support them as they move forward, but I'm not privy to any, information that they haven't shared yet.
All right, Kerry, get that phone charged. Something tells me you're going to be getting a lot more phone calls coming in. We appreciate you coming on and joining us. We know it's a tough time for a lot of people, and I hope they got some of the answers they were looking for. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys, and we will come out as a stronger Cleveland. I'm committed to that.
All right, there he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We thank him for coming on. Ken, a lot to unwrap from there. Obviously, it's a very delicate time. Everybody wants answers. Everybody wants answers. And I don't know, you're still seeing a lot of these protests break out around the country, and something tells me we haven't seen the last of them here in Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.